Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell could provide some hints about interest rates when he speaks at the Fed's annual conference of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. With us now, Mike McKee. He covers international economics and policy for Bloomberg TV and radio. He's in Jackson Hole covering the Fed symposium. So, Mike, I think a lot of people are wondering what numbers are the Fed decision makers looking at to determine what happens next?
Well, I'll tell you, I just heard that it's 62 at the Arch. It's about 32 here in Jackson Hole. So everybody's looking at that this morning. But the question is whether the Fed will cut rates. And Jay Powell, the chairman, is likely to say we will soon find it appropriate to change policy without giving any kind of promise. And then the question becomes, do they cut 50 or 25 basis points? And the general feeling is they would do 25. 50 might be too much of a signal of an emergency, which they don't see in the numbers at this point. They think the economy is still pretty strong.
So after the cut, and they are expected to cut, what happens after that?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I'm not sure if Powell will give us a whole lot of information on it, but the basic premise when you talk to Fed officials is they will cut and see what happens. And if the economy continues along its path and inflation continues to fall, they can cut again in November, they can cut again in December, and this might start a regular series. The follow-on question to that is, how far do they cut? How low do they go? We're not going back to the zero interest rate days. The question is, do we know what level of interest rates is restrictive or not and holds back the economy? They want to get down to a neutral rate. And so that'll be a debate going forward, and you'll hear a lot of questions about that in the markets once we finally get started on a rate-cutting cycle.
You've talked about those inflation numbers. What about the jobs market, too, and how that plays into this?
Yeah, the jobs market is sort of the Fed's signal of whether the economy is in trouble or not. And even though we had that big revision to payrolls yesterday announced, it still shows strength in hiring. And we got jobless claims today that barely moved. So it doesn't look like companies are laying people off yet. The labor market still seems to be in pretty good shape. And in talking with Fed officials here already, they're saying people in their districts see demand still out there, people still spending money. So it doesn't look like jobs is at this point sending any kind of canary in the coal mine message.
Jackson Hole, not a bad spot. In our final minute, just give us an overview of this annual conference. What happens here on an annual basis in this Conference of Central Bankers?
Well, this has been going on for 47 years up here, and it's a gathering of economists, most of them academic, who present academic papers on economic and monetary policy theory, which they then critique and talk about. It's basically an academic conference. But ever since 2010, when Ben Bernanke came here and announced they were going to start the QE process, there's been a focus on Wall Street on what the chairman has to say. So tomorrow morning, everybody's going to be focused on Jay Powell's 8 a.m. Mountain, 10 a.m. East Coast time, 9 o'clock in St. Louis, his remarks on what he has to say. And after that, the rest of it is for the economics nerds.
Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate your time with us this morning.
No problem.
That is Mike McKee. He covers international economics and policy for Bloomberg TV and radio. And as he mentioned, he's in Jackson Hole covering the Fed symposium.